So Jeff made a fool of himself yesterday here on the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU. I mean, not really. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But you did say something that made Shannon and I go, what are you talking about?
I very quickly tried to correct myself and hope that nobody heard what I actually said.
It was one of those moments where you could see it on Jeff's face like, oh, geez, did I just say that out loud?
In public.
Yeah. And
so,
he did.
Every night, my wife and I, we take melatonin to help us fall asleep. Because especially in the summertime, when the light is so bright when we try to go to bed. Because I'm like in bed at 8 o'clock. Because of how early we get up in the morning.
Yeah.
So we take a little bit of melatonin that helps us fall asleep. Well, as a joke between Emily and I, we call it melotin. Like, I don't know why. We just started. Can you get some melotin? Sure.
It's one of those couples things.
Just weird because you don't know why it started. I just started saying it. Now we call it that. So I literally, we were talking yesterday and I was like, oh yeah. And then in my bedside table, I have some melotin and a book. And I stopped myself and I said, melatonin. And you guys were like, what?
You know, I was not even going to say anything because I was like, I guess that's how they say it in Las Vegas. That was my honest reaction was, oh, there's two ways to pronounce that word.
That's the West Coast
version. I'm glad you immediately jumped to an accent thing as opposed to like Jeff's just a moron and that's what he thinks it's pronounced. So I appreciate that, Shannon.
It's funny because we were talking about accents yesterday too.
Right,
because you pronounce your O's.
Yeah.
Which I hear here in Philadelphia
all
as
the
well.
Time. So like the Atlantic.
Ocean.
Oh,
right. She
ocean.
Says it right. You say
the Atlantic
says,
Ocean.
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 Yeah.
Okay. Ocean.
That's just growing up in Maryland.
Malotin.
And well, I wouldn't say that's great.
Yeah.
But then it made me realize that my mom, growing up, always exclusively calls it a refrigerator.
Ugh.
Not a refrigerator.
My mom would correct us all the time, so that stuff goes right through me.
Well, it was like a bit that she said her and her parents did. It was like they called it a refrigerator.
So they did it on purpose to be silly?
Yes, and now she can't shake it. I can't shake melatonin either. It's
right.
Like I have to consciously think melatonin. Or else I'm going to call it melatonin.
Because there's different syllables now, too. You're changing up the whole word.
Thank you, Shannon. I understand. I understand it makes no sense.
But that, okay.
I'm just trying to help you out.
But, Shannon, like, you're so cute. And we tried to sell you at one point, and it didn't work out. That's what I call it, selling Shannon.
Right.
When we were setting Shannon up with
a date. Right. Yeah.
You know, but this is what happens when you're in a relationship for a long time, a committed relationship for a long time. You have these little relationship-isms.
Yeah.
No one else really understands, you know, but, you know, we mispronounce things all the time, too. My husband and I, he says feckishish instead of facetious. So he'll be like, I was just being feckishish.
I literally thought you just cursed at me at first when I heard that. I was like, what is going on? Is that a bit? Is he doing a joke?
Yeah, he doesn't think the word is actually feckishish.
Well, I mean, I thought Shannon might have thought I thought it was melotin.
Right.
That's funny. But, like, in a conversation, imagine if he's at work and he accidentally just, like, instinctively says that. I feel like a lot of people do this with their significant other.
I think so, too. Do you have a thing? What's your relationship thing that maybe once you let it slip out of, right, like it happened outside of the relationship and you were like, oh,
now I have to put it to bed. I can't.
I have
no
to
pun
explain
intended.
This. Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi. So Jeff embarrassed himself yesterday when he let his little relationship-ism slip in the studio.
My fiance Shane wears the Hey Dude shoes.
Yeah.
And he calls them Sup Bros. And he can't ever call them Hey Dude. Never remembers the name Sup Bros or what they are.
I love that. So, Jeff, do you know what Hey Dudes are?
Hey Dudes? I'm not familiar, but I want to know more.
Tell us about your Sup Bros.
They're just like a comfortable beach shoe, and they're kind of like, you know, the spur shoes, but made of like more canvas.
Wow.
Comfortable memory foam.
I feel like I would get along with your fiance. You know the store South Moon Under?
Yeah.
For the longest time, I used to call it North Sun Over just to be a jerk. But then I couldn't remember which one was the real one and which one was the one I was messing with.
But it's true. You guys are best friends now. Jeff and Shane have to, these guys are dating now, so watch out.
We can always double date anytime.
Aww,
yeah.
Sweet.
Well, we can do double date. I only have man crushes room for one, and right now it's Andy's husband, Leonard. So I got to keep one only.
Leonard's got to have to up his game if he's battling it out with Shane, though, for your man crush. Julian, thank you so much for checking in.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Love your show. Hey, you guys. How you doing? I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hey, so I, because of my wife and I, say melotin instead of melatonin. Is there a word that you, your family, anybody, like, purposefully mispronounces, or now they have to mispronounce it?
Yes, we have one, and my grandson, he could never say the word interesting. So he would always, and we used to crack up because he used to say interesting.
Interesting.
So now, anytime something is weird or different, everyone in my family and now everyone at work, we all say, boy, that's interesting.
So that is amazing.
Cool little word. And now next time you see something that's interesting and strange, you can think of Luca and say, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
It's so natural to him.
Yeah, I love that. I love that it's a combination of words and it makes total sense.
Yeah, it could totally work.
I know, and he's just like, he couldn't say interesting. I just thought I'd share with that you guys this morning. And thanks for all that you do.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
You know, Andy, that reminds me of a friend of mine's son who, instead of being stressed or frustrated, he's stress-rated.
Oh, that's great. XCU, good morning, Denise.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. We're talking this morning about those little relationship isms that you might have with your significant other, where maybe you pronounce things improperly just to be silly, and then sometimes it slips out in public.
Yeah, so we, both my kids, when they were learning how to read, each of them came up with one of them that just kind of stuck. So the first one, I think my son was reading something about a man with a mustache. And he's reading, the man had a thick mustache. And
I'm like, mustache. Yes.
What is he talking about? And then the other one, my daughter was reading a book about, like, it might have been, like, one of the Disney things. And the word doorknob came out dork noob.
Dork noob. See, what's so funny is that's very close. If you move the one O to the NOB, dork noob, like,
it makes all the sense in the world. That's fantastic.
And I love that when kids make these mistakes, it then becomes like normal words in your house.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, that reminds me when Tori was little and my husband would be taking her to get her diaper changed, he would say, "Tell mommy be right back." And she would go, "Boo boo back." So we always say that, like, "Hey, where are you going?" "No, boo-boo back." Like, she's 14 now.
My husband and I
still say boo-boo back.
I cannot wait to be on stage with Andy. We're hosting a big, big nonprofit organization event. Thank you all for coming out. We'll boo-boo back.
What?
What did she say?
That's awesome. That is great.
That's so funny. Denise, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Andy Summer Show.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.